It's a big sports weekend with opening day and, of course, the Final Four. And coming up at 9:35, we're going to talk about both. We'll talk about the first base position for the Rangers and why the organization doesn't seem to be completely behind Gordo's cousin, Mitch Moreland. And I'm sure Gordo will twist off during that segment. And we're going to look at some odds and ends from the Final Four and certain things you can bet on this weekend in Houston. But right now at 8:40 on the ticket, joining us on the ticket hotline, we have the guy who last year at this time was sitting in the owner's chair, the Texas Rangers. He has since sold the team. And so we thought we'd find out what he's doing today for opening day. It's Tom Hicks. Morning, Tom. How are you?
Doing well. Just a quick correction. I don't sit in the owner's chair. It was a throne when I was there.
Oh, that's right. Yes, it's you flaunted your extreme wealth.
It's actually the same throne that Henry VIII used to use. It seats about 5 regular humans, 1 Henry VIII.
Well, so you were the owner of this team for, what, about 15 years, and now you have an opening day where you're not the owner. Does it feel weird? Does it hurt? Does it hurt?
Yeah, of course it hurts. Matter of fact, this morning I went out to my stables and looked at the Pegasus Unicorn that I bought when I first acquired the Rangers. I named that Pegasus Unicorn Ranger, and of course I went out today and shot in the head.
Oh my gosh! What the heck?
What a bizarre...
Very emotional this morning, and my temper got the better of me. But I'm going to get a new Pegasus Unicorn, and I'm going to fly that thing into the ballpark during the first inning. And I'm going to kick Michael Young in the head when he's out there. And
why?
Just to kind of get back to the Rangers. I'm sure there'll be... The ballpark will go completely silent outside of the one cheering John Daniels.
You think he'll like that, huh?
He'll enjoy that. But I'm going to foil their opening day festivities any way I can. I'm going to release Cobras into the stands sometime in the third inning.
Wow. It's dangerous.
I'm going to hack into their video board and show some really high-end snuff films.
Oh, my gosh. That is terrible to do to fans on opening day.
And then I'll fly over to Nolan Ryan, a favorite son, a man that the Ranger fan thinks can do no wrong. And I'm going to pull his pants down to reveal his cheetah print loincloth. I'm going to plant one on Ruth.
Gosh.
And I'm sure that'll cause Chuck Greenberg to be cheering at home. Get revenge for him. And I'm also going to rig the whole ballpark. I don't know if people know this, but I actually did this a few years ago. I rigged the whole ballpark with C4 in the event something like this happens. So as soon as that place empties out, that whole thing's going to collapse like Judge Judy.
Oh, my gosh. There's a lot of darkness in there that we just don't need on opening day. This is opening day, for gosh sakes.
Hope everybody's familiar with the Judge Judy story.
Yeah.
Just make note, I will win. Tom Hicks does never lose. Unless he buys a British soccer team.
Yeah. You've lost a lot of money, too, over the last few years. Are you still...
I'm still doing well.
Still doing okay, huh?
Don't worry. Tom Hicks will never be as poor as you.
Well, that's probably
Ranger fans, you just make note of that. I'm talking to you while I'm getting a blood transfusion of titanium-laced virgin's blood.
Jeez.
So you
can still afford exotic medical care.
Oh, yes, I'm doing very well. The Rangers are, of course, my enemy number one right now. Everyone in the organization, except for Wash, I still on a good basis with him, a friendly basis.
I'll do it.
As a matter of fact,
don't do it.
Yes?
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say I still try to help Wash whenever I can.
Oh,
that's great.
I just bought a brand new top-of-the-line Viking range. And so I'm going to give Wash the box that it came in and set him up with a new home there.
Unbelievable.
Thank you.
I'm sure he'll be very thankful.
Thank you very much.
Who says you're not charitable?
Very charitable. I try. As a matter of fact, I try to buy new appliances just to give Wash the box.
So it's a win-win.
Win-win. But I look forward to seeing the Ranger fans out there today.
Yeah, as you fly over on your Pegasus.
And I also plan to streak in the fifth inning.
Well, people may enjoy that.
I'm sorry?
Nothing.
Sure it hurts. What'd you say? I didn't hear it that time.
Tom? Does it hurt?